We're speaking with Anthony from Vane, if you're just tuning in here on Metal Shop.
So let's dig back to the beginning of your musical career. What was the first album that you purchased and why?
The album I literally purchased with my own money was Sticks and Stones by Newfound Glory when I was 7 years old. And I got...
That makes me feel old.
I just got my a CD player for my birthday, and my brother and sister, I used to borrow their CDs and stuff, but so I'd listen to all their CDs, and I Newfound Glory, and then I remember I was at Walmart with my mom or something and just saw it, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna buy that. So that was literally the first CD I ever purchased.
Yeah, and what's the first hardcore show you ever went to?
First hardcore show I ever went to was... Actually, I'm gonna say the first hardcore show I ever went with The Carrier at Anchors Up. Yeah. I went to some shows before that I was into metal and stuff when I was younger, and my brother got me into Converge and Botch, and stuff like that. But I didn't really know how to find that stuff on a local level, and there was kids in my school that were going to metalcore shows and stuff. So I would maybe go to some of those, and then. Once I found Anchors Up, I was oh, this is what I've been looking for, you know what I mean? Especially The Carrier, too. That was what? Carrier, Anchors Up, met Matt there, too. So that's pretty sick.
Do you guys take any influence from new metal stuff?
I mean, yeah, but, there's a lot of that shit that sucks, but there's also bands that, kind of spawn that genre that are actually sick, Korn and Deftones, you know what I mean? I don't even really consider them a new metal band, but I know they were lumped into that category. But I love those bands, those two specifically. And
right on, man. Well, what's a piece of advice you would give someone who's listening right now who wants to pick up an instrument and start a band?
Pick up an instrument, just write music that you want to hear that might not exist yet, or... Just write songs that make you freak out, and write songs that when you hear them back, you get a chill just the same way you did listening to your favorite bands growing up. And believe in your idea and believe in your vision, and don't stop working on it ever. Do not give up working on this and just keep grinding and just stay in your own lane and make something new for the world that's you, and that you make something that you want to put into the world that's not there yet, and just believe in yourself, really. That's it.
Hell yeah, that's a good advice, man. So you guys are out on tour with Thursday right now in support of Error Zone on Closed Casket Activities. What's 2019 look like after this Thursday tour?
We're just gonna be doing a couple more tours. One that's been announced is that Killswitch Engage tour. We're doing that, and we're going to the UK with Narrowhead and Higher Power. The rest of the tour, we got a couple more things in the works, and then we're just gonna be writing and working on our next record, and then it's really it, probably just transitioning into the next thing, you know.
Awesome, man. Anthony from Vane, anything you want to say to the Northwest audience before we let you go and wreck here on your Thursday tour?
Seattle's fucking sick, and I can't wait to play tonight.
Right on. Thanks, man.